this and that, you always take a side. No, you're both of them without being two. You are only one pig, yes. But you are in touch with everything. That's the trick, yes?
In town and village, to house and wall, came the command of God, give no shade. Do not ward off the rain and the sun, so that the people went in haste to that apostle, Shiab, crying, we are dead for the most part. Mercy, O Prince, read the rest of it in the Book of Commentary.
Means what? Yeah, the next line.
Since that deaf-handed one made the rod a serpent, that instance is enough, if you have any intelligence.
Huh. He counted all of this stuff that was bizarre. God told the river, don't take away their stuff, don't do that, be careful, everything good. Have you heard about that stick? Do you remember that? I believe that would be enough for you to understand that we are talking about something that you could not understand. I'm talking about magic. When I say God told the wind to be quiet, God told the wind to take everything off. What is the difference? We don't know. It depends when, to what, to which. Right? So what? So look around you. All of these phenomena are referring to that power. We should understand from this phenomena something only, because it's made for that thing only. When I'm talking about that stick, what are you thinking about? In my story, Moses wants to talk to God. This is an excuse. That's what we are talking about. Getting connected. Yes?
You possess consideration, but it does not go deep. It is a frozen spring and has stopped.
You? Yes, you have a vision. But a childish one, which is spoiled and somehow ruined. Yes?
Hence the artist who depicts thoughts is saying, consider deeply, O servant.
The trick is this. You have some silly way of looking at it. Okay? The one who is supposed to guide you, we are talking about the sheikh, right? What should he do? Could he do it for you? No. The only thing is that he should tell you, hey, be careful. Look a little bit deeper. Find the meaning of it. Not only the what is happening. What's the meaning in it? Emana nadar means looking at the meaning. Putting your eyes there. Yes?
He does not mean beat cold iron, but oh, steal and devote yourself to David. If your body is dead, resort to Israfel. If your heart is frozen, repair to the Son of the Spirit. Inasmuch as you have wrapped yourself in the garment of fantasy, lo, you will reach the evil-minded sophist.
You see?
Yeah.
your habit is pushing you towards an extreme. What is that habit? Do you remember? Something that you do every moment of your life. Judgment. You judge this, you judge that, and you forget that all this judgment is leading you towards a habit, an attitude. That's how the attitude will be created in you. Yes?
Truly, he was dispossessed of the kernel reason. He was dispossessed of perception and deprived of experience. Listen, O mouther, it is the hour for mumbling. If you speak to the people, it is a shameful exposure.
This is something that you should keep quiet, because if everybody turns around like this, nothing exists like this. This is a gradual tendency and the personal decision. The influence towards the other exists. Yes, it could be exaggerated when I ask my sheikh about something. Yes, he will advise me to do this, to think about that. But this is not something to go public. Yes?
What is in causing the spring to flow when the spirit, John, has escaped from the body? They call it Ravan.
You know what that means? Up to here, he will use that word Ravan, and it will be translated. Because Ravan means the spirit in Persian, right? But at the same time, Ravan is the river which is passing by. That's Ravandagi, being Ravan. He will mix them both together here to give you some sense here. That thing that looking deeper, Iman. That word, I mean, to help this river to run. We talked about this river always, right? The knowledge should run. That's helping it. How? When your spirit will get rid of your body, then it's all your spirit, which is running river. Yes?
The philosopher whose spirit was delivered from the bondage of the body and began to wander, Ravan in the garden, bestowed the two titles on these two in order to distinguish. Oh, may his spirit be blessed. Showing that if he who walks according to the command wishes a rose to become a thorn, it will become that.
As simple as that. For you to understand that there is a transformation here, which is my decision to what? To get rid of this body, because this body, do you remember this? This is the animal, this is that lady, this is the logical stuff, which is thinking about what? Fighting, killing others, grabbing and having everything is for me. All that we were talking about in this paragraph. After you transform, you get rid of this me, you become really a part of we. You become something else because you don't have the tendency of the animal. You have the spirit of human being. This is something that he has sent here. This quality is here, right? Let's hear the miracle.
The evidentiary miracle of Hud, on whom be peace, and the deliverance of the true believers of the community at the moment when the wind descended. All the true believers, from the violence of the pernicious wind, seated themselves in the circle. The wind was the flood, and his grace was the ship. He has many such hearts.
Okay, he's making a story for you, right? The believers, they are making a circle because the wind is blowing very badly. Yes?
The wind was the flood, and his grace was the ship. He has many such arcs and floods. God makes a king to be an ark, to the end that he, by selfishness, may assault the ranks. The king's aim is not that the people should become safe. His aim is that his kingdom should become a fretter.
Did you pay attention? He made a king. To do what? To do all the bad stuff. Not for success of the king, not that the king is good, but this stuff was needed for the country to remain. I mean, the totality counts. Every piece should serve this totality. Yes?
The ass that turns the mill is running along. Its aim is release, so that it may gain refuge from blows at that moment. Its aim is not to draw some water, or thereby to make sesame into oil. The ox hurries for fear of hard blows, not for the purpose of taking the cart and baggage.
Did you understand what is he meaning? I doubt it. He's talking about the Volkswagen. Now you understand, right? Let's go back. There is no car. Then what? Running. One fellow, or one cow, or one horse, even. Running because it is beaten, so it should run. It is turning this stuff around which make your bread. Right? The other side, the other one, is running to do what? To do what? All are doing something for a special purpose. Yes?
But God put such fear of pain in him, to the end that good results might be achieved in consequence. Similarly, every shopkeeper works for himself, not for the improvement of the world.
Did you get it? That was preparing you in a story. Then I said, like all the business people around you, who is doing what? Everybody is trying for himself or herself, right? That's what the working is. They don't try to save the universe. Today, 6 people are living up there because of all of that. This magic. Why? Yes.
Everyone seeks a plaster for his pain, and in consequence of this, the whole world is set in order. God made a fear the pillar